This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Climate change emission reductions are the biggest part of the Senate-passed Inflation Reduction Act. The bill would spend nearly $370 billion on tax breaks to spur renewables like biofuels, electric vehicle purchases, and home energy efficiencies, plus billions more on climate-smart agriculture. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's the largest climate investment ever.
By our analysis, this bill will cut greenhouse gas emissions by approximately 40% by 2030. That's a lot.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell argues it's a waste of money and won't work.
The Democrats' focus is Green New Deal nonsense that only 3% of the country wants prioritized. Big subsidies to help rich people buy luxury cars and new stoves. Taxpayer funding for environmental protesters. A huge catalog of nonsense that would not put a dent in global emissions while countries like China continue to emit more and more.
But Schumer says the U.S. must lead on climate change.
Our clean energy proposals will reduce air pollution, prevent thousands of needless deaths each year, and reduce asthma attacks by 100,000 per year. We've all seen kids, often in poor neighborhoods, struggling with asthma.
The House is expected to take up the Inflation Reduction Act, and with key moderates on board, seems likely to pass.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.